The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Talks scheduled a few days ago. I called them off when I learned that they had killed a great American soldier from Puerto Rico and 11 other innocent people. They thought they would use this attack to show strength, but actually what they showed is unrelenting weakness. The last 4 days, we have hit our enemy harder than they have ever been hit before. And that will continue. And if for any reason they come back to our country, we will go wherever they are and use power the likes of which the United States has never used before. And I'm not even talking about nuclear power.
What?
They will never have seen anything like what will happen to them. No enemy on earth can match the overwhelming strength, skill, and might of the American Armed Forces.
Okay, so that was how he commemorated 9/11 today. I mean, that is really sick. Talking about, you know, things worse than nuclear bombs, and we're going to hit them, and we're hitting them harder. I mean, 9/11 happened in 2001, for those of you who did not live through the 9/11. I mean, thank God we do have people on this planet who had not lived and have lived their whole lives without the horror of that morning. I bet you everyone who lived through the horror of that morning, it was a Tuesday, an ordinary Tuesday, bright, sunny, shiny day. Everybody was getting up, getting dressed, going to work, at work, whatever, you know, doing their morning thing, and all of a sudden, the news starts reporting that an airplane flew into one of the towers of the World Trade Center that had two towers, North Tower, South Tower. And everybody was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And then as we were watching the smoke emanate from the first building that had a freaking major airliner, bam, into the tower, on live TV, a second plane crashed into the second tower. I mean, this was just an amazing morning. And you know something? If you have kids who are 18 years old or even a little younger than that, they don't remember that day. They don't live with that dread, with that horror in their psyche, that trauma of that morning. And you would think that a president would stand there and educate people about something that we should never, ever forget. Something that, you know, obviously 15 of the 19 that hijacked four airplanes that day, because after the first and second plane hit the World Trade Center, for the young ones, we'll do it for the young ones, another plane hit the Pentagon, and then a plane full of passengers was taken down by the passengers that was obviously headed for Capitol Hill and crashed it in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And 2,900, almost 3,000 people died that day. And we had an idiot president back then, too. And the idiot president back then decided we would attack Afghanistan, even though 15 of the 19 hijackers who were responsible for hijacking four separate aircraft, four separate commercial flights that morning, were from Saudi Arabia. And the idiot president that we had then knew that it was a guy named Osama bin Laden and knew that Osama bin Laden had family members in the United States at that time during that morning. And our idiot president decided to protect them and sent them out of the country, back to the loving arms of Saudi Arabia. And then we went and attacked Afghanistan. And now we've been occupying or attacking the Taliban, who harbored Osama bin Laden's terrorists, harbored them, which is why they went after Afghanistan. There are no good targets. See, the conversation back then was, who do we hit? who do we hit? There are no good targets because Al-Qaeda was an ideology. Al-Qaeda was a sick, twisted ideology. And it didn't really have a home. Some people were training to fight for them in training camps in Afghanistan. So instead of just bombing these training camps, we just went in and attacked all of Afghanistan. I mean, and we're still there. All these years later, we're still there. And this moron president is threatening something worse than a nuclear attack. If they hit us again, like four times wasn't enough. Four times isn't enough. So now the Taliban never hit us. And, you know, he conflates everything. He doesn't understand foreign policy. You know, you have John Bolton, who left yesterday, versus Donald Trump, who's still there today. And both of them want to, I don't know, blow up the world. Blow up the world. They just can't agree on how. That's the only difference between the two men, is they can't agree on how. This was a ridiculously sick, sad memorial for the people who have died in these far-flung places, who have died in Afghanistan. We still have, you know, about 16,000 troops deployed in Afghanistan, still fighting this endless, endless freaking war that cannot be won. It's a political solution that is needed. And Donald Trump, if they hit he was going to bring them here. He was going to bring who he thinks is the enemy, the Taliban. He was going to bring them to Camp David right ahead of 9/11 just for a photo op on this day. That's how twisted, that's how sick, that's how bizarre this man is. You know, 9/11 is a reminder, and it should be a reminder even for people who haven't lived through it. You don't need a leader who manufactures chaos. Chaos is right freaking there. It's out there. It's called Donald Trump. It's called the Trump administration. It brings nothing but chaos because in chaos, you can steal. And what do I mean by that? Oh, look at Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico, you know, that was complete and utter chaos. You know, Mother Nature, it wasn't man-made. Not wrong about that. So now you got all these FEMA administrators that have been indicted for stealing the funds. Because in chaos, you can steal. I just thought I'd bring that up to show you, to illustrate what I mean by in chaos, you can steal. Now, you know, in chaos, you could steal. All these billions of dollars went into Iraq, and I don't know, they sort of kind of disappeared. So you don't even want to speculate about what it would be like to suffer a major terrorist threat with Donald Trump, because the first thing that he said on the actual 9/11, all these many years ago, back in 2001, was that he saw cheering mobs of Palestinians in the streets in New Jersey. I mean, you know, I mean, and if we had, God forbid, an attack here somewhere, he would get the location wrong. There would be mass panic because nobody would believe anything that he said about where the danger is or where the, you know, the attack was or whether or not we were safe, right? Areas of the country that were in no danger, like Alabama, would suddenly, you know, be freaking out. And, you know, he has signaled to the world yesterday that he doesn't need a lunatic hawk like John Bolton to invade the wrong country. By the way, he sold John Bolton out on Iraq today. That's like, I mean, this is...
John is somebody that I actually got along with very well. He made some very big mistakes. And frankly, he wanted to do things not necessarily tougher than me. You know, John's known as a tough guy. He's so tough he got us into Iraq. That's tough. And, but he's... somebody that I actually had a very good relationship with.
Until I didn't and fired him on Twitter. Rex Tillerson, too, had so much respect for this guy. He was a great guy, CEO of ExxonMobil, until I fired him on Twitter. You don't need to look outside for chaos. Just look within. Chaos is within. We are being attacked from within. This man is a traitor to this nation. There is no question. 71% of America doesn't believe a word he says. Now, what would happen? What would happen? God forbid. So, we don't need that.